Confronted with a shortage of organ donations, the American Medical Association is studying a strategy that was considered so outrageous it was banned by Congress in 1984, the strategy financial incentives for organs. According to a national group that monitors organ transplants, 15 people die every day in the U.S. waiting for a transplant. And now the AMA's Council on Ethical and Judicial Affairs wants to see how that shortage of organ donations might be alleviated. Dr. Robert Sade is a member of the council and a pediatric cardiothoracic surgeon from Charleston, South Carolina. Dr. Sade, how would the AMA go about studying the dynamics of financial incentives improving the rate of organ donation?
Well, we don't propose that the AMA do any studies. What we're proposing is that the AMA take the position that it's ethically acceptable for investigators who wish to use financial incentives to try to increase organ donation can go ahead and do so, and that the AMA would not consider it unethical to do so. We are not talking at all about living donors. We're talking only about people who die and whose organs are in a medical condition that makes them suitable for transplantation.
You're cautiously speaking of financial incentives as opposed to buying hearts or kidneys. What is the distinction you're trying to make here?
Well, the federal law that prohibits exchanging anything valuable for organ donation uses the term valuable consideration. That includes a lot more than money. For example, the state of Pennsylvania passed a law a few years ago that permits payment of small amounts of money, around $300 is what the intention was, to defray funeral expenses for families of organ donors. They still have been unable to carry out that law because it's illegal under the federal law.
We live in a time of great globalization, and I wonder whether it's possible to introduce financial incentives into the area of organ donation without inevitably crossing national borders, not at first, but at some later point, and finding that there are sums of money for an organ that might defray funeral costs in our country but sustain an extended family for weeks somewhere in an extremely poor country. Is there a danger that some countries become organ-producing countries?
That is a question that needs to be faced somewhere down the line. Right now, our interest is only in approving of pilot studies. If it appears later that there are risks that go beyond our borders, then there could be appropriate legislation or other kinds of regulations that could address those kinds of issues. We can't even study payment for funeral expenses right now because it's illegal under federal law.
Since it would take an act of Congress for someone to actually conduct the sort of study that that the AMA's council, of which you're a member, is calling for or is encouraging, do you think something has changed a great deal since 1984 in the way we think about these things? Or has any event happened that's changed our way of thinking about it?
Yes, I think a great deal has changed. What's changed is that organ transplantation has become far more successful. So there are far more people now who could benefit from organ donation, and yet the rate of organ donation has hardly changed at all.
And well,
that's what the cause of the huge shortage in organs is.
Dr. Sade, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Robert Sade is a pediatric cardiothoracic surgeon from Charleston, South Carolina. He's also a member of the American Medical Association's Council on Ethical and Judicial Affairs.